Idaho House Republicans are dialing up the tension at the state house. They say they want more transparency and authority over the administrative rulemaking process. But in doing so, they amended a critical bill reauthorizing every rule on the books. That's one of the last things legislators typically take care of before leaving Boise. Frankie Barnhill spoke with reporter James Dawson on the issue.
So, I mean, when you think of administrative rules, people's eyes might glaze over a little bit. But these rules include everything from the curriculum in public schools to the kind of fees that you're charged if you go into a state park and everything in between. We're talking thousands of pages of rules that have, you know, been built up over several years. And these administrative rules automatically expire at the end of every fiscal year. So that means come July 1st, unless the legislature reapproves these, they're all gone. They're all gone. There are no more rules.
Okay, so what exactly are House lawmakers looking for by changing this bill?
Yeah, so yesterday there was the bill that would reauthorize these rules, and they changed it a little bit to make it so they would essentially have more power when it comes to making new rules. It wouldn't affect the current rules, but there was a bill earlier this session that the House passed that would give them this new power. That means that the Senate and the House would have to agree to implement some types of new rules, and that really didn't go anywhere in the Senate. The Senate wasn't interested in picking that up. So they basically took that bill that's been sitting in the Senate for a while, languishing, not doing anything, and amended it into this reauthorization bill that they kicked over to the Senate. And the Senate was like, nah, we're good.
Well, then what would happen if the rules aren't renewed? Why is it important?
Yeah, and that's kind of one of the biggest Pandora's boxes, if you will. So all of these rules could be renewed by the governor's office, or essentially the executive branch that runs all of these different agencies, you know, health and welfare, environmental quality, et cetera, et cetera. And so they could reauthorize those as temporary rules. And so they would go for another year. The only thing is that the House and Senate would then have to agree to re-implement all of those rules. Again, we're talking thousands of pages. I talked to the administrative rules coordinator, Dennis Stevenson, who said, you know, it's a tremendous amount of work. He has no idea how much time it would take, maybe 2 to 3 weeks with his office working full time on it. They can't really source this project out. So it's just a huge lift. And the governor's office is really kind of taking a look at it just to see what might happen. And Dennis Stevenson said that potentially they're looking at close to $400,000 if they use their current price fee that they use to actually announce these in the administrative bulletin.
Okay, so temporary rules. What about next year? I mean, they'll have an expiration date.
Right, and so that means that potentially if these rules are not renewed and they become temporary rules, we're looking at the House and Senate, like I said, taking a look at everything. So that means if you remember last year, there was quite a bit of controversy over the new science standards for public school kids, right? Whether they should learn about climate change or not. You could take a look at immunization rules surrounding like whether there should be specific immunizations for children to go into public schools, or maybe that fee, like I was talking about, to get into the state park. So really, anything is in play, and that is what a lot of people are concerned about. And right now, there doesn't seem to really be a solution. The Senate is going to propose another clean rules renewal bill tomorrow, but it really seems like the House is digging in their heels here.